You know, you're going to have to learn to be quick thinkers. You're going to have to tell people, you're going to have things like the internet coming out all the time with all this crap. You know, like one guy is loading all this crap on the internet. He's got such a hate for Amway and somebody that he wants to destroy it. God does not deal with hate in his heart. So that's not God's man. If you're a Christian, you better understand that. And I'll tell you something. When push comes to shove and I get with that guy in that situation, I can look him right in the eye. And until you can look people in the eye and say, we are right. We love you. You have the right to be stupid. It's your life. I'll hurt over you because I love you. But you're making a decision that will affect you and the future generations of your family. If you leave, you won't be back. My door will be open. Probably your pride will keep you away. Or they'll have spent all your energy. You can't afford this decision. But if you do it, I love you. But if you do it, you're no longer welcome here. I don't let the disloyal come here. If you're going to be a competitor, you have told me you're the materialistic one. I brought you into my family. And now you'd like to come rape my family? I'm not going to let it happen. Remember, you're walking away from all your friends. If they've conned you that well, and I can't convince you otherwise, you don't ever have to say you're sorry. The world will know it. Not sorry in the apology way. You leave, you're just sorry. I think you're more guy than that. I know you're more man than that. Don't prove me wrong. I'm not going to beat him up. I'm going to tear his stupid heart out. You're not going to destroy yourself. I don't let you commit suicide easy. But if you're going to be damned, it's your choice. I love you in your sickness. But when you walk out that door, it's over.